Hello, Nick. Can you hear us okay?
Hey, yeah. How you guys doing?
Yeah, it's
Hey,
good.
can
Thank
you hear me?
you.
Too dark?
No, that
No,
looks
you look
good.
good, man. All right, cool. What's up, guys?
All
How's it going,
good.
man?
How are you?
Doing great, man. Good to see you.
Same to you. This is my cousin Dale, by the way. You two haven't
What's up,
met.
Dale?
Hi, dude. How's it going?
Hey, doing great, man. It's good to meet you.
Good,
Good to meet you
good.
too.
I see you've got the keyboard with you there. Have you just been working on some stuff, or is this just your general work stuff out area?
It's permanent fixture. This is my creation space.
Cool. I thought we'd start off by asking what you've been working on recently. How's the music been going?
Yeah, man, pretty well. I have a new record coming out later this year. It's been done. It's been fully written for a while. Last time we chatted, I'm not sure how much we got into like my method of recording, but with this new record, I did a lot of the, it's all self-produced, and I recorded all the instruments myself, but it's more collaborative in that I'm kind of going back and having my band come in and track drums and lay down saxophone and lay down xylophone. So it still hasn't really transformed to the full band going into the studio and tracking in that traditional way, but it is getting more of a full band sound kind of in this weird workaround way. And we pretty much have everything tracked. We have our last session. We're tracking some strings this week, and then everything will be done as far as tracking goes. And it's just mixing, mastering, and hoping to get it out later this year.
Oh, cool. I'm so excited for that, man. Like, we're big fans of your music. We were just listening to Grinning Like a Barracuda. Dale
Nice.
loves it.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Very cool. Appreciate it.
How much does that stuff like change when you're playing it live and stuff then? Are you working it out on the road as well?
Well, surprisingly, we're able to get it really close because my drummer is a bit of a wizard with his loop machines, and my bassist as well has MIDI triggers. So a lot of the stuff that we can't usually replicate live, if there's something that we feel like is crucial to the song, like some kind of I don't know, like a distorted vocal part that is difficult to recreate in an organic setting, or any kind of like I don't know. Just any kind of like sound that we don't feel confident in reproducing live, we can usually trigger it or loop it or something, and we're able to get pretty close to what's happening on the record.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's trial and error. Sometimes it doesn't come across how you'd hope, and then we either lose it or find other ways to, if it's some weird vocal part, we can try moving that to saxophone, or I don't know. A lot of it's trial and error.
Yeah, 'cause I know just you're completely explosive live. Like, I've seen some of your live stuff and it's just so alive, jumps off the stage. You had that huge barracuda on one thing I saw
Yeah,
when you were
man.
back
Yeah,
then.
that's the goal. We're trying to get bigger and more theatrical with this new record. Yeah, man, we got that big barracuda for Grinning Like a Barracuda, and we really would like to have the show be an extension of the album and kind of have big set pieces for almost every song on the new record, and that's also in the works.
That sounds
For
cool. Yeah,
yeah.
definitely. You got anything to add, Dale? I just don't want to, I keep taking interviews away from Dale, and he ends up just sitting there watching me talk.
Hey,
So,
no, man, you guys are musicians. I'm out the loop here,
yeah,
really.
true. Then
That's
again,
interesting.
this is kind of less of an interview, more of like a casual chat, catch up kind of thing. Anyway, so
Oh, yeah.
video game music. You picked Morrowind.
Yeah, man.
So let's hear a bit of your history on that. Where's that come from?
Yeah, dude. So growing up, I've always been kind of a casual video game player, and I don't know why or how. There was like this video game TV channel. Is E3? Is that? Is you guys know about that? I think it was E3, and this would have been the early 2000s. And they were talking about this. They would just do previews of all the games coming out. And I remember the only games that I really got into when I was younger were I kind of got into like The Sims. I don't know. Were you guys familiar with like Creatures and Norns?
I know the name creatures, but I can't, like, I haven't got an image in my head now you say it.
It's kind of like an AI simulator where you literally just like hatch these little creatures. They're like little fuzzy creatures, and you raise them. It's like Sims, but like
I think
weird
I was
alien.
thinking about that the other day. Like, is it like a platform setting rather than 3D? Yeah, I think I was playing that. Kind of like little gremlins.
Exactly. Yeah. And I, for some reason, I didn't like the confines of like games telling me like to get from point A to point B. Like, or not that I didn't, I dislike, I just really went to these games where it's like, just do whatever you want. There's not really. And whenever I had that channel on and they were talking about Morrowind, and they had said something about how there was like 300 hours of gameplay and you didn't really have to play the main storyline if you didn't. And it was just something I never really heard of at the time. And I bought it, not really knowing anything about Elder Scrolls. And I was really young, probably in elementary school, and I don't think I ever got past like, I don't know, a couple hours of the actual storyline. I just like would wander around and rob people and kill people. It's basically like I treat it like Grand Theft Auto, like
Yeah, man.
Tolkien style.
Fantasy Theft Auto.
And then when Skyrim came out years later, it was cool because it kind of had this nostalgic aspect to it, and it kind of had me go back and revisit aspects of that game. And I don't know, man, I just really love that. The soundtrack's really cinematic and fits the game perfectly, and it sounds like really timeless. Like it, that, like it doesn't sound like it was recorded or written. I don't know. I guess that's because they're kind of alluding to medieval times or whatever that era of music is. But
Well, I'd never actually heard it before because I've never played Morrowind, but it was awesome. I'm really looking forward to playing it. I did play a bit of Skyrim, and you're saying it's similar kind of game because I wasn't sure what Morrowind was like.
yeah, so it's yeah, it's definitely. I mean, Skyrim is like. It's just developed so much more. Like I'm not like a gamer, so I don't really
No, that's
know.
okay.
Like the fighting controls in Morrowind were pretty weak. That's one thing I remember. Like I remember like Skyrim had all the really cool elements of Morrowind, but it like was way more playable, way more entertaining, way more like the storyline was tighter, I think. But I'm also going off my memories of being like a 9-year-old kid playing Morrowind. But I really got into Skyrim. Like
You mentioned that you're not a gamer though, but that happens quite often on this show, funnily enough. When we interview people, quite a lot of people turn around and say, I don't really play games. I play a lot of board games though. So don't worry, that's
Oh
quite often.
yeah, I do play a lot of board games.
What kind of
Interesting.
stuff? It's kind of becoming a regular feature chatting board games as well. So what are you
Huh,
playing?
yeah. Settlers of Catan for a while, we had like a weekly thing going on there. There's this other game, Ticket to Ride. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
No, actually, no.
It's I mean I'm so bad at describing them. There's little trains and you got to get your routes and
That sounds cool, actually. Because like, I love train sets and stuff like that. Anyway.
check it out, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, man.
But that's the thing that's funny is like Settlers of Catan, my wife like got wrote me into playing it somehow. It just seemed like so many rules, and it was just like really overwhelming. And once I finally like kind of got the general gist of what was happening, I was like really got into it. And it's funny because now like that I really like this game, it's like the thought of getting into other games, like I really have to play one game to death before I get into the others because the idea of learning the rules overwhelms me so much. I don't know, it's
Yeah, I
just
have a similar thing. Yeah.
you get the rule book about that thick and it's like,
yeah,
oof.
exactly. So we have like a bunch of board games that we haven't even touched that I'm excited to eventually play, but I just haven't got around to it.
Is your wife kind of like the games master then? Because my brother is the one who kind of buys them all and introduces them. Because, like I say, it's overwhelming. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my wife definitely plays that role. She has to figure it out and explain to me in layman terms because I'll read like a paragraph and like I'm already lost. I don't know what it's asking me to
Yeah,
do.
Oh no, that's cool. I mean, it's a shame board games don't really have music. Otherwise, we could play it on the show, couldn't we?
Or an online element.
Yeah, I actually think there are a few. I'm sure I've heard of board games having like a little CD with it. That I'm sure that there's some old school stuff that does that.
I'm sure
Is that now on here?
Shady Lane has said Catan and Ticket to Ride are classics. He
Yeah.
knows his
Nice.
board games.
Yeah,
Okay.
absolute
Yeah.
classics.
Let me know if they recommend anything else I need to check out.
Yeah, make some recommendations in the chat, Shady. Definitely. Definitely.
There's a fairly simple board game called Hive that I've really got into.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
With the different bugs and the
Yeah.
piece. Yeah, man.
I haven't played it, but I've heard it's really cool.
Oh, it looks so simple, but then you can have such a different game every time out of it, and it's so tactile, and you can play mind
Cool.
games with the person opposite.
Nice.
Yeah, really, you can get so enveloped in it. Yeah, I want to play
Yeah.
over and over again.
And you keep bringing it up on the show
I
as
do.
well.
I love it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
this is not the
Yeah.
first
Nice.
time it's come up, Nick.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah, he loves it.
I'm trying to think, man. It's funny because, like I said, I don't like classify myself as a gamer, but I do have games that I've just like totally become obsessed with and like played to death. And but I feel like they're also probably pretty obvious. Like Skyrim was one of them. The most recent Red Dead Redemption I really got into.
Oh yeah? Have you finished it up completely then as well?
I finished the storyline. I caught all the legendary fish.
Oh yeah.
Sure, there's plenty that I haven't done.
Oh yeah, I've played that game to death, man. Yeah.
I'm like you with the Skyrim. I always branch off and do the side missions and the random things that you come across. I love it. It's so alive.
I know. I don't know why I've always been so into it. And the Grand Theft Auto is another example of a game where you can just like, you can either do the main storyline or you can just drive around and do horrible things to strangers, people with
Yeah.
strangers.
It's very rare that when a game is like super linear and locks you in to do one thing, it's very rare that it does work for me actually. Because I like the subjectivity as well, like being able to play around with stuff.
Yeah, you need a breakout. You need to be able to express yourself within the game.
Yeah,
You
definitely. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. So,
Yeah, I'm trying. Sorry, go ahead.
no, go ahead. I was just going to ask if you could come up with like another classic out of nowhere.
A
Like,
game that really was. Okay, I'm digging really deep here into my childhood. You guys familiar with Zombies Ate My Neighbors?
Definitely. Yeah, I think Grant Kirkhope did that.
I've always really been into like, ever since I was a little kid, like anything with like horror elements. Like, love getting like creeped out. So I really enjoyed that game as a kid. I love the Oddworld games. I feel like those are some of the first games that I really got into. Abe's Odyssey and Abe's Exodus, the first two.
I'm a
I played.
gigantic fan of those.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
love
Oh,
that.
nice.
Love
Yeah.
that. Yeah, you've really touched a nerve there. Honestly, I'm a
Yeah.
massive fan. I grew up playing those with my dad, and they were the only ones games you would ever play. Because
Oh, really? That's funny, man.
he loved the
Yeah,
political element because he's like an old school socialist. So he was
that's.
like, yeah, down with the industrialists. And all.
That's hilarious.
He loved
Yeah,
it.
I had a similar experience, not with like the political aspect of it, but like it's another game that I was pretty young when it came out, and I have memories of like going to stay with my grandparents, and we like rented a PlayStation. I think it was like before I ever had a PlayStation. They like rented a PlayStation from a Blockbuster and rented that game, and I just remember like cracking up watching my grandpa like play this game and making the character like fart and like cuss and whatever else he did in the game. But yeah, man, those are some that stick out. I mean, there are definitely a lot of games along the way that I play too, but I don't know, whatever those ones kind of have stick out in the subconscious of, that really struck a nerve for whatever reason.
No, well, Oddworld's a great one, man. I mean, you do seem to be looking for those games that have that subjectivity where you can express yourself and stuff. Oddworld is one of those as well. Like, you can do anything you like with it. Like, you can
Yeah,
be
no,
so
it's interesting.
murderous as well. You can kill all of those people as if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to think like Mario Paint. I loved Mario Paint as a kid, played that a whole lot.
Did you go on the composer much on that?
I actually like purposely like sought it out in college so I could like mess around with that. That was like really my first experience with any kind of like DAW or like
It's cool.
MIDI soft pro like program, because it's hilarious. That's really how like I compose so much of my music, is just placing little notes on the MIDI timeline or score or whatever, and that's really exactly what that was, only little characters or whatever they were on
Yeah.
the
It's really cool to make it that available to kids as well.
Opening it
Like,
right up.
I was a kid when that kind of thing was around, and It made me feel like I could express myself. You know, yeah, it was
Yeah,
great.
I know, man. It's really cool. I'm surprised that that's not something that, like, and maybe it did, and I'm just not aware. Maybe it didn't do well. Like, I only know of that original Super Nintendo version of it. Like, I don't know of any other versions that, like N64 or
No, they never updated it.
GameCube
No,
or
you're right.
anything.
No, they never updated it.
Yeah.
But I've heard versions of like Paranoid Android by Radiohead made on it, and where they're like dog barks are the guitar solos and
Yeah,
stuff. Yeah, it's
that's funny.
brilliant. Absolutely
Yeah,
brilliant.
I think they do have like software that you can download that's way more extensive than the actual what's available on the game itself.
I think you're right.
It's,
I might have to download that and have a play around with it on one show,
yeah,
yeah.
it's because it's fairly limited. I mean, obviously, it was
Yeah.
a Super Nintendo kids game, but it was really still really cool what you could do with it.
Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's absolutely great, Nick. We'll go ahead and listen to some Morrowind now. That's all
Okay,
cool.
cool.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in. It's awesome to catch up.
Yeah, definitely, man. I
Yeah.
hope to chat soon. We have this new record come out and have a music video that'll be ready within the next month or so, and I'd love to let you guys check that out as soon as it's ready.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll play stuff on the show from it and everything. Yeah.
I love your
Cool.
music videos, dude. So good.
Oh,
So
thanks,
good,
dude.
man.
I think you guys will get a kick out of this new one. It's definitely bigger and more bizarre than anything I've ever done in my life.
That's
This
what we
is wild.
like. Abstract minds.
Cool.
That's what we like.
Well, I'll spread that all over, Nick. I absolutely love your stuff,
Awesome.
man.
Cool, man. Well, thanks so much, guys, for
No
calling in.
problem. Have a good day, man. We'll speak to you
Awesome.
soon.
You too. See you guys.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Later.